And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and Patio Furniture, called By the Yard. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Well, Lee and Pam at Cardinal Corner say the hummingbird's getting ready to migrate, and they want me to remind you to make sure you change the nectar in those feeders every couple of days. Orioles returning to the feeders. We've got a couple of notes that Jim got about the Orioles. We'll get to those later. But they have at Cardinal Corner, I say this every week, the freshest bird seed you will find anywhere, from a one-pound bag to 50-pound bag, custom mixes, their own recipes. And have you subscribed to their online newsletter yet? All kinds of great tips. It's free. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. They're going to give you all sorts of gift ideas. They've got jewelry, handbags, home decor, all sorts of things. And they're open 7 days a week at Cardinal Corner. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center location. Here's the number, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. You will see Cardinal Corner is really more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim Gilbert, to you. 58 is the official temp.
58. Okay, we've got 54 here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. The sky is nearly clear, just a few clouds, but the wind has switched around. It's from the it's a southerly breeze this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a little gusty this afternoon, I understand.
Yeah, but you know, the winds yesterday helped with the mosquito situation.
Oh, yes.
But maybe they're just finishing this hatch. I don't, in the last couple of days, things have been better. But at any rate, sunrise 6:47, sunset 7:30. How about that? Instead of 9:03, way last end of June. Today in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, we have 12 hours, 43 minutes of daylight. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 21 minutes since last Sunday, and 2 hours and 53 minutes since the solstice on June 20th. The normal high for day is 74, normal low 55 here in the Twin Cities. Records for today, September 11th in the Twin Cities, high 96, set in 1895 and again in 1931. Low 35, set in 1962, but Pioneer records tell us of a 33 degree set in 1844. On this date in 1900, we had our most precipitation on record for the date, 3.11 inches of rain. Excuse me. We are 2 days past the first quarter moon, which set this early morning, 1:10 a.m. Denny was still sleeping.
Just yes.
Yes, I hope. Okay, the moon rises again this afternoon at 4:15. Our next full moon is this coming Friday, September 16th. I don't know if you've noticed, Denny, but others have, and I have somewhat, but this has been a great mushroom-watching early fall season.
Is that because of the weather?
I think it's certainly because of adequate moisture.
Yeah, for sure.
And the right temperatures. The Val Rukavina from Hopkins area recently found large clusters of sulfur shelf. Now, that's a beautiful bracket fungi that grows on oak trees. Now, naturalist Matt Shute led a walk in the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum yesterday, and they found over 60 species of mushrooms, including Earthstar, oyster, jack-o'-lantern, puffballs, wine cap, and coral mushrooms. Matt has identified over 150 mushroom species in the arboretum over the years, and says that now, because of more than normal precipitation, this is the most fantastic mushrooming is ever experienced. And by the way, there are about 5,000 different mushroom species in Minnesota, and September is a great time to see and enjoy the beauty of wild mushrooms.
5,000 over, wow.
Yes, I didn't realize there were that many. No wonder I have trouble identifying them. Wow.
I guess.
But Matt and his group also saw migrating Nashville warblers, blue-gray gnatcatchers, and white-throated sparrows, and a few other birds, too. And he said purple-stemmed asters, flat-top white asters, cardinal flower, great blue lobelia, green-headed coneflowers are some of the wildflowers that are now blooming. And you said something about orioles and hummingbirds.
Yeah.
As far as I know, the orioles are gone. But somebody, I'm sure, is going to see one last or two last stragglers.
I guess Chuck from Kimball just sent this seconds ago. Still had okay. A pair of orioles coming to the jelly feeder as of last evening. That's in Kimball.
Last evening in Kimball.
And two quick emails that you received just recently from Jim. Last Baltimore Oriole Friday, September 9th at our Cedar Lake in New Prague area. The water temp was 70 there at Cedar Lake.
70.
Yeah. And another one, you may know Dan Call at Farmington. He's the site director and naturalist there. Please pass along to Jim that I saw three Orioles Tuesday feeding on our grape jelly. There was at least one hanging around on Thursday as well. So there you go. But you're probably right.
Well, yeah. Well, Ray and Marlene from Northfield, the Simons, saw their last Baltimore Oriole the 7th. That would have been Wednesday. Jim Hovda from Rice, that's north of St. Cloud. Many Baltimore Orioles coming to his grape jelly feeding station August 31st, down to four on September 6th, saw the last one September 7th. Roger Knutson lives near northeast end of Lake Waconia. September 2nd, 8 to 10 Baltimore Orioles coming to the grape jelly feeder, pretty much all at one time. Many less September 3rd, Wednesday the 7th, last two Baltimore Orioles seen at the feeders. And Sandy and I were fortunate enough to see a late migrant, a male, beautiful colored Baltimore Oriole, just yesterday at our sugar water feeder. Most ruby-throated hummingbirds leave northern Minnesota by September 12th and the southern part of the state by September 25th. Keep those sugar water hummingbird feeders clean and filled, at least partly, until into October in southern Minnesota, for late-migrating ruby-throated hummingbirds. Lori and Kim McIntoon, who live just south of Waconia, have swarms of ruby-throated hummingbirds coming to their 10 sugar water feeders, which they fill twice a day. But as of last Tuesday, the 6th, that was the last time they saw a male ruby-throated hummingbird. So the rest are females and immatures. Minnesota apple growers, like Danny and Lynn Havlicek at Happy Hill Orchard, that's located about 5 miles northeast of New Prague, are picking Sweet Tango, Harrelson, Cortland, McIntosh, Honeycrisp apples. By the way, Honeycrisp is the official Minnesota state apple and has been since 2006 and was released by the University of Minnesota in 1991.
Still my favorite, no doubt.
What is it?
The Honeycrisp, still my
Honeycrisp.
Favorite.
Yeah. You got to try a Sweet Tango if you haven't tried it.
They're good, too. You're right.
And then we talk about the old Harrelson and McIntosh. There's so many good ones. In fact, more than 100 varieties of apples are grown in Minnesota, and each one has its own special flavor and texture. I was at Happy Hill Orchard with Danny and Lynn Havlicek this last Thursday, early evening on the 8th, and they were, at that time, they had been picking and sampling their first Honeycrisp, and I got to sample it with them. And they also have Parker pears and Patton pears, and those are two Minnesota varieties that, you know, do well in this state, especially in the southern part of the state. Do I have time for a story about 2 minutes long?
Sure, and then we'll talk about that great time of year we can sit in our patio furniture. Okay. Sure.
Flowers of from dahlias, chrysanthemums, and garden roses are superb. Also showy are many annual flowers like petunias and patiens, begonias, and zinnias. Now, zinnias are native of Mexico. In the early 1500s, the Spanish saw them, that is the zinnias, in gardens of Montezuma. The horticulture art of the Aztecs was highly developed at that time in the gardens of Montezuma equaled anything seen in Europe at that time. Eventually, zinnia seeds were sent to Europe, and Dr. Johann Zinn, a German professor of botany, was sent some seeds from his friend, the German ambassador, to Mexico. The word zinnia commemorates Dr. Zinn. Zinnias can be transplanted into our gardens here in the upper Midwest when the danger of frost is over, or started from seed at that time, and that's usually like late May. Zinnias come in a great variety of forms and sizes and colors. Colors range from yellow through oranges, scarlet red, purple, rose, salmon, even green, and multicolored ones. Our longtime neighbors, next-door neighbors, Peggy and Dave Phillip, have a garden about 30 by 30 feet in a sunny location, and in summer planted it entirely in zinnias, and have ended up with hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of these beautiful flowers that they've shared with others all summer. Their plants are still doing well in producing a multitude of colorful flowers. Now, yesterday, their daughter, Anna, was married to James Bell at St. Joseph Parish here in Waconia, with a large reception in Waconia afterwards. They use hundreds and maybe thousands of these colorful zinnias on the tables and the reception, and even bridesmaids carried, and the matrons of honor carried, bouquets of zinnias. A beautiful wedding enhanced by homegrown zinnias. Congratulations, Anna and Jimbo Bell.
Great story, Jim.
Yeah.
And you know what? This happened, at least personally, this is my favorite time of year. And it's comfortable, except for those mosquitoes, but sitting outside on that by-the-yard furniture, again, there's nothing like it. You're going to relax even more if you were sitting in by-the-yard outdoor furniture. Jim and I have had that furniture at our respective homes for years. And some people have asked me, like at the fair, is it comfortable? Well, it is to me. How about you, Jim?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And especially when the mosquito population was down the last 2 days.
That's right. They have a beautiful showroom, too. You can see examples of setups of exactly how this is going to work in certain situations. That showroom is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturdays from 10 till 4. It's a quick drive down 169 near Jordan, Minnesota. Largest selection of Adirondack styles in the industry. And Jim and I talk about this every week, but how many patio furniture makers have a 35-year warranty? You're never going to see it fade. Jim and I, yeah, you leave yours out all year too, don't you, Jim?
We do. We do. The picnic table and several of the, you know, benches and so on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you can call for a free catalog. I'll give you a toll-free number. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. Just a recording. You can leave your address. Or online at buytheyard.net. But here's that toll-free number, 877-220-0448 or buytheyard.net. Love that furniture.
Oh, yes, and it comes in 9 different colors. And you know what? You and I have noticed over the years, because both of us have had this for 6, 7, 8 years, does not fade.
No, not at all.
Does not fade.
And you don't have to lug it around. Very substantial furniture, too.
Oh, yes.
All right, Jim, we've got a couple of minutes to go.
Sure. This past week has been a time of much bird migration, other signs of fall. Birders have reported common nighthawks in swarms and kettles heading south. They've also seen shorebirds and close to 21 species of warblers. John Brislance saw 15 species of migrating warblers after work. So this is like in a half hour to 45 minutes time. This is on August 8th at French Regional Park. That's in Hennepin County. Also, thrushes and vireos and grosbeaks have been seen. American coots returned to Lake Waconia. I saw them here just a couple days ago. Keith Radel saw his first of the autumn season red-breasted nuthatch, migrated from northern Minnesota probably, at Faribault at his feeding station yesterday at 3:57 p.m. He really nailed that one down. Monarch butterflies have been seen nectaring in gardens, and my students from Gustavus, myself, have seen the monarchs moving across the Gustavus restored prairie and also stopping to feed on the stiff goldenrods and some of the other flowers. Monarchs have been seen roosting in trees at night and heading south. Julie Brophy noticed that in Victoria. Mary Brislant saw a couple of migrating monarch butterflies in the Lutzen area. David and Mary Brislance note that fall colors have started on the moose maples, northern bush honeysuckle, paper birches. This is in the Lutzen area along the North Shore. Keith Radel's brothers, Craig and Bruce Radel, saw late rose-breasted grosbeaks in the Grand Marais area, or excuse me, Grand Rapids area, in the midweek. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield have seen flocks of Franklin gulls, and they report their rainfall for in their yard for the month of August was 11.9 inches. Now, about 4 inches is normal. So maybe that's why there were so many mosquitoes in their yard.
Well, let's hope there are fewer out there today. I got to mow my lawn. Well, Jim, we have to go. I hope we can get together again next Sunday.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Have a good week, Jim. Thanks
you
a lot.
You too. Bye. Right.
Jim Gilbert back with more Nature Notes next Sunday here on 830 WCCU. And for those folks that do send Jim emails, I do print them out for him and get them to him because he's a heck of a busy guy to send an email to him.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.